And I think God's going to do something special in everybody's heart and life today. I love today. Amen? Amen? There's nothing that we have control of but now, right? You know, we started several weeks ago, and the message was the power of a name. And I want you to know that there's no greater name than the name of Jesus. The Bible says every name that's named has to bow to his name. Amen? We talked about the power of a name, and that though every name has purpose and every name has a meaning. And so when we speak, the Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. So we need to be speaking words of life. I'm here today to tell you about how good God is, not how bad you are. I'm here to tell you about how good God is, that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's here to do something in your life today. Amen? He's the God of today. If he was only the God of yesterday, we'd be surely some miserable people. I don't know about you, but my history doesn't do a whole lot more for me for today. But the Word of God says his mercies are new every morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, then we talked to you about the being in the Father's business, my Father's business incorporated, that we're in the Daddy's business. It's all to glorify our Daddy. We all work for the Father. Amen? So as we're in the Father's business, we know it's a construction business, that God's in the building business. How many know he's here to build on you today? He's to build up our faith. Hallelujah. It's a cooperation business where we cooperate with him and we cooperate with one another. Amen? I'm just sharing what I'm learning. It's a comprehension. It's other words, we'll do whatever we set our minds to do. You know that you can accomplish whatever you set your mind and heart to do? Amen? We talked about the savor of his favor, that that he always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. That everyone in the room, God has a purpose and a plan, and he never goes around his people. Hallelujah? Last week we talked to you about reflecting the glory of God. Amen? Detecting what we reflect. And I want you to understand something. It's not our righteousness, it's the righteousness of Jesus Christ. It's not our glory, it's his glory. It's not our goodness, it's his goodness. It's not our grace, it's his grace. It's not our gospel, it's his gospel that saves. Amen? Amen. Praise God. You know, God wants to get something in your heart tonight. You know that when revelation comes, manifestation comes. When revelation comes, demonstration comes. And what God wants to do is he wants to get something in your heart and life through the word today. So if you got your Bibles with you, open up your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And if you don't have a Bible, slip up your hand and we'll make sure one gets in your hand. Need a Bible back here? Can I have some help? Back here, over here. Anybody else need a Bible? One over here. One back in the corner and got another Bible. My ushers are ushering. There we go. Hallelujah. Do you need a Bible? Somebody else need a Bible? All right. Are we there? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, it's on page 1005 in my Bible. I don't know what page it's on in yours. Somewhere in that area. Hallelujah. We're all there. Hey, you know why we want to be here? Because it's God's word, and God's going to accomplish something. Amen? And every heart and life in the room today. So let's start in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse number 1, he says, we then as workers together with him beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, in a day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. I want to stop a moment. Last week, we built the message off of Hebrews 11. One, it says, now faith is the substance or the confidence of things hoped for. And he was speaking about the old patriarchs, how they were waiting and hoping and had confidence on something to come. God wants you to understand that everything they were hoping for and everything that they were waiting for has already came for you and I. We're not waiting any longer. It's already here. Now, he says, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. That word salvation comes from the Greek word soteria. It's spelled S-O-T-E-R-I-A. And that word means saving, health, deliverance. When is the time? Now. When is the day of salvation, of health, healing, deliverance, restoration? Now, today. Okay, I just want to get this in your heart. We're gonna go here because God's going to do something in your body, mind, soul, and spirit today. But you got to be open and receptive to receive the word. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And as the word of God goes forth, it's going to accomplish something inside of you, and it's going to come in connection with something else that's going to cause a reaction. Amen? Verse number 3 says, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience and afflictions and necessities and distresses, in stripes and imprisonments, in torments and labors and watchings and fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by the long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful, always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing all things. I want to speak to you this morning. The title of this morning's message is simply A Miracle in the Making. Look at the one beside you again and say, you are a miracle in the making. In other words, say this, your miracle is in the making. Your miracle is in the making by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. Let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of his word. Can we lift the word and make a declaration in the house today? Hallelujah. Say, I believe. Well, sit between you two. I believe this is the word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have what God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me. Your servant, I'm listening in Jesus' name. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. We're so grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in the house today. So, Father, I pray right now, Spirit of living God, speak through this vessel today, Father God. May the word go forth with power and demonstration, Father God. May it accomplish everything that you sent it to the house to do. Father God, may it build up this body. May it encourage them. May it comfort them. Father God, may they recognize and realize you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You have not changed. You are the Lord that heals them. So, Father God, I thank you for the healing touch of God that's going to fill this house today in Jesus' name. And we'll never cease to give you glory and praise, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look at your neighbor and say, you're a miracle in the making. I want you to understand something before I ever start. How many in here have Jesus in your life? Amen. If you got Jesus in your life, you've got the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit, the Spirit raised Christ from the dead, is in you. You're a mighty, anointed man and woman of God. The devil doesn't want you to understand how anointed you are. The devil doesn't want you to understand how powerful you are and how the power that you have in the name of Jesus. Amen. That you're a man or woman that walks in authority. Amen.
Amen.
So let's look today, and he said, by the word of truth, by the word of truth. Look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 as I build a little foundation for where we're going today. It's all good. Smile, Jesus isn't mad at anybody. Hallelujah. Pastor ain't going to be too long-winded today. Everybody said? Hallelujah. Praise God. Man, did you see the attitudes of the people's faces change? It was just like a spiritual transformation that came into the room. Hallelujah. Look with me in 2 Corinthians 4, 1. He says, the Apostle Paul says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, we have received mercy, we faint not. Let me stop there for a second. Now that seeing that we have received this ministry, you know what our ministry is? Jesus said, go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. He said, in my name you shall cast out devils. You shall speak in new tongues. If you take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm you. You shall lay your hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So what's my ministry? To preach the gospel to every creature. To baptize people in the name of Jesus. To cast out devils. To speak in new tongues. Whatever I take up, it can't harm me. And lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen? So, seeing that we have this ministry, God isn't dead. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? He's still alive. He's alive in you, and he's alive in me. You know, he says, seeing that we have this ministry, we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but in the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves or introducing ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. What the Apostle Paul was speaking about is, he was talking about in the light, that who we are, that we're walking in the light as he is in the light, and we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all of our sin. He says, Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give your Father all the glory which is in heaven. So every time we walk in the room, the light of the gospel walks in the room with us. He says, don't hide what's working inside of you. Amen?
Amen.
That we just talked about, we just sang a song from the inside out. So I'm going to give a little commercial for this Saturday. For this coming Saturday for our evangelism seminar. So turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians 6. What we're talking about, what the apostle said, by the word of truth. The word of truth, right? The truth of the gospel. In Romans 10, Paul said, how beautiful are the mountains at the feet of them that publish the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. How many know that nobody wants to hear any bad news?
That's right.
Hello? There's enough bad news going on already, is there not? He said, we're to be bearers of glad tidings of good things. Now, in Ephesians 6:15, when the apostle was teaching about putting on the armor of God, he said, and having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In other words, we're not going out barefooted. It's like riding a horse that has not been shod. What happens is the horse becomes lame. And he says, we're to be shod with the preparation of the gospel. We're to be prepared and ready to share the gospel, the good news. You know, matter of fact, in verse 19 there, he said that utterance may be given unto me that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. I read this story one time. It was about this young man. This young man was going out to share the gospel, and he ran into this elderly gentleman. And as he shared the gospel with this elderly man, when he finished sharing the gospel, the elderly man looked at him in the face and said, "Son, what you told me cannot be true." And when the young man heard that, he almost took offense. He said, "But you don't understand. God's word is true. He's not a man that he should lie. All the promises of God, yes and amen." And all of a sudden, he began to defend the word of God. And after he did that, the old man looked at him straight in the eyes and said, "Son, I've been all over the world, and what you've told me cannot be true." And by the Holy Spirit, the young man asked the elderly man and says, "Well, why do you say that, sir?" And the elderly man replied, "Because it is such good news, someone would have told me this before." See, we take for granted that everyone knows just because we know. Amen? And what he said when Apostle Paul was talking about, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. It's coming by the word of truth. The word of truth. The gospel of Jesus Christ. The apostle would say, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation." So it's unto salvation, unto healing, unto health, unto restoration. The Colossians 1:26, the word of God says, "Even the mystery which have been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily." Amen? And in other words, it's by the word of truth. What did Jesus say? He said, "You shall know the truth, and it's the truth that shall make you free." Amen? So as we're sharing the gospel, it's the gospel that brings truth. And that soteria, that health, deliverance. How many have something they've been trying to overcome and haven't been able to overcome it? Come on. Let's be honest. See, it's the power of the word of truth. It's the power of the gospel. He said, not only by the word of truth, but by the power of God. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says. In verse number 1, he says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Amen. Power, power.
Power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb.
You know, it was his blood that forgave us or covered our sin, but it's his resurrection that gave us life. You know, Acts chapter 4, verse number 33, the Bible says, "And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all." The resurrection. That's the word where Jesus says in John 11, 25 and 26, he says, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this?" And what he is saying, it's the resurrection power. It's the resurrection of power. And what he said to us, what Paul said, he says, if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies by the spirit that dwells in you. That's resurrection power. That's the power of the resurrection. I'm here. I was forgiven by the blood of Jesus, but the Holy Ghost and the power came because he rose from the dead. He defeated death, hell, and the grave, and rose triumphantly as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. So because he's alive, amen. Amen. We're all alive. We're not dead people walking any longer. Come on now. We got to allow the Spirit of God to generate us, to activate us. Amen. Hallelujah. In other words, we received the gift of God. Our body became the temple of the Holy Spirit. But you know what? Sometimes we got to rev it up. Rev it up. How do you rev it up? Building up my whole most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. How do I rev it up? I get into the Word. How do I rev it up? I get into prayer. How do I rev it up? I release it to someone else. Amen? God didn't give you nothing just to keep for you. You know the problem with most people, why they're suffering and they're sick? They're stingy. They want to keep everything God gave them and keep it for themselves. But God called us to be a witness to other people. He said, "But she shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, and all Samaria, and in the uttermost parts of the earth." Amen. So many people say, well, Pastor, that was just it for the apostles. Well, why would we ever say that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever if the signs and wonders and miracles and healings were just for the apostles? If that's the case, what are we here for? Oh, we're just waiting for him to return. Well, what a boring life. Hello? What a boring life. I'm going to go through my whole life just waiting for him to come back. Come on. Somebody said to me one time, said, "Pastor, I don't know what I'm called to do." Well, you know what you're called to do? To do good. To be a do-gooder. Amen? What a great time to do good in this season we're in. Season of giving. Hallelujah. But look with me in Acts chapter 6. Some say, well, this is just for the apostles and the prophets. No. Amen. I'm here as a man that God has delivered, set free, that he's healed every organ in my body. Amen. I was a diabetic for 10 years. I'm not a diabetic anymore. He healed my pancreas. He healed my heart. He healed my bladder. He healed my lungs. I smoked for 27 years. Amen. Cigarettes ain't going to send me to hell, but they're sure going to make me go through hell with COPD and emphysema and everything else that comes with it. Just saying. Hallelujah. I'm not picking on anybody for smoking. I smoked for 27 years. Amen. Amen. But you know what? I can breathe because of the grace and mercy of God. You know what I say to you? Why I say that to you? Because he's no respecter of persons. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. Amen. But in Acts chapter 6, I just want to go somewhere a minute. Acts chapter 6, we got Stephen. Stephen wasn't an apostle. The word of God says in Acts 6, 7, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and great company of priests were obedient to the faith, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did wonders and miracles among the people. Why did he do it? Because he was full of faith and power. He was what? He was full of faith and power. He did wonders and miracles amongst the people. Great wonders and miracles. He was the Stevie Wonder of his day. Okay. I thought it was funny. Oh, I have a different sense of humor, don't I? A corny one, right? So what is he saying? Look at your neighbor and say, you're a miracle in the making. Today is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. By the word of truth. By the power of God. Now, he says, by the armor of righteousness. By the armor of righteousness. Turn me back to Ephesians 6 again. Now, the reason I need to go here, and the Lord told me to go here, is you got to defend what he's given you. The armor doesn't give you anything. It protects what you have. In other words, if you're going to put on, if you're going to go this afternoon, and you say if you were to go play football, and you put on the shoulder pads and all the uniform, is the shoulder pads, is that what makes you a football player? The armor isn't what makes us. God is what makes us. The armor is what protects what God has entrusted us with. Amen? So I want to go there just for a moment, just to go somewhere. He says in verse number 10, he said, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. He said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand an evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You know, we said we begin the helmet of salvation. I want to start there for a moment. The helmet of salvation, that word salvation here, remember we began, is now is the accepted time, now is the day of salvation, accepted time, now is the day of salvation, now is the time that salvation was soteria, which meant health, saving, deliverance. But in this voice that it's written in Ephesians 6, it comes from the Greek word soterion. It's spelled S-O-T-E-R-I-O-N. And this means defense. It's a protection against what you already have. You know, and in other words, we have the breastplate of righteousness. We are the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen? My hope is in nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Amen? Amen? In other words, I was wondering when I was looking at this, I was wondering in the prophet Hosea, in Hosea 10:12, I was wondering if he really knew what he was prophesying when he said, sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up the fallow ground. It's time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon him. I wonder if the Lord was allowing him to see that Jesus was his righteousness. Sow to yourselves Jesus Christ. Reap in mercy. Break up the fallow ground. It's time to seek the Lord until he comes and he rains righteousness down upon you. Amen? Praise God. You know, the word of God says in Philippians 1:11, he says, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, under the glory and praise of God. Amen? So what he said there, he said, look at your neighbor and say, you were a miracle in the waking by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness, on the right hand and on the left. In other words, on the right hand is the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit, the word of God is quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the body and the center, soul and spirit. All right? Even the bones and the marrow and the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So this is the sword of the Spirit, right? And by the shield of faith on your left hand. The Bible says, without faith it's impossible to please God. For they that come to him must believe he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. The apostle Paul writes to his student Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:12. He says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay a hold of eternal life. Wherefore unto you are called, and profess a good profession before many witnesses. In other words, here's what happens so many times. The body of Christ, we have people that stand on the word, and they don't have faith. Or they stand on faith, and they don't have the word. He said, the armor of righteousness is on the right hand and the left hand. In other words, when we're believing God for the things of God, he says, in that name of Jesus, every name has to bow. In other words, I have to have faith to believe what he said. It's just not about declaring the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm going to pray for you. Jesus, do this. But we're not believing that Jesus is going to do that. And it's just words. It's just words that come out of our mouth. Out of the abundance of our heart, our mouth should speak. Out of the abundance, if we've got the word of God and the word of truth in us, and we believe God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, we believe he's the God that heals, restores, delivers. Amen. He's in the delivery business. Hallelujah. He's here to deliver every last one, to heal every last one, to make every last one whole. How about this church be like, oh, hey, come and join us down at Greatest Freedom Ministry. We're just a bunch of sick, sad, sorry people that don't have no money and no help, but we need some other people to join us. Could you come? I don't know about you, but God says, I got some good news. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we get some goodness in us? Can we believe God to do is everything he said he would do? Amen. God said he would heal you. You believe he'll heal you? Praise God. So in other words, in closing today, your favorite words. What is God saying to you and I in the house today? He's saying today, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the day of soteria. Healing, restoration, renewal. Amen? How? By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. So in closing today, number one, and the most important thing, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, thou shalt be saved. Maybe you're here today and you haven't asked Jesus into your heart and life, or maybe one time you did, but things of this life have crowded him out, covered him up, and he wants to be resurrected to the first place of your life. If that is you, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon him.